Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, Kim Kardashian is a billionaire.
Finally, Kim has enough money for me.
This guy right here is super sexy. Super attractive, just shaved his neck.
This is the reason why we have producers. Even the dog was looking at her like, okay, girl, you do it way too much. The love I have for Rihanna is just, she's everything.
Someone's basically trying to control my life through a voodoo doll.
Well, Scott did this to me.
Hunter's roommate is Scott.
Roommate?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's not, it's not like, right? Let me see those toes. You can
slide to bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Our dear lovely Lonnie Love is back joining us. We love Lonnie so much. And Hunter is here. Are you recovering from your birthday hangover?
I don't have a birthday hangover. Nina, that's not my thing. Okay. We know who would have the hangover still.
Okay. Me. And I love your hair.
You like your hair?
It's a lot. I'm doing a little Diana Ross thing today.
It's good.
Very 70s, you know?
I love that.
I love my intro into my whole summer. Okay. Let's get started because it is official, y'all. Kim Kardashian is a billionaire. Forbes just released their infamous list and Kim made the cut. She's divorced Kanye. She's hot and she's worth a ton of money. She don't need no damn man, y'all. Do you think her DMs are lit right now? Ooh, you know they lit. I've been trying to contact her all night, okay? I love it. You see what happened when you let a man go? You become a billionaire. Listen. Come on, ladies, get
talk
your
about
money.
It, bitch. Talk about it.
Her and Mackenzie Bezos just hanging out now. I like, finally, Kim has enough money for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what? I think, Lonnie, you have a good point. It's not necessarily letting a man go. Letting a toxic relationship go, though, I feel like you glow up afterwards once you kind of like let something go that just doesn't serve you and kind of come into your purpose. Everything starts to fall in line. I think that's when you know you made the right decision.
And you also got to realize she works really, really hard.
Yes.
And she does a lot. And I'm pretty sure Kanye helped her. You know, I mean, you know, you have toxic relationships or whatever, but I think he did encourage her because, you know, he's worth what, $2-3 billion?
Yeah, I think they said
there was something there.
He's up there. So they both, you know, I don't think either one of them will be hurting in the pocketbook.
No. This divorce is gonna be interesting though.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, you know?
Oh God.
You gonna go into the DMs though?
I've been in there. I've been in there.
Lonnie, are you getting a lot of people in your DMs?
You know what? Yeah, but they be asking me for stuff, so I don't go. I'll stay over.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. You get a lot of requests in
there.
Let
me see those toes.
You get a lot. All right, moving on. Super private couple Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers are finally Instagram official. So after months of silence, Shailene went on Instagram to awkwardly praise her fiance's new hosting job.
So you guys, I have a very important announcement to make. This guy right here is super sexy. Super attractive. Just shaved his neck this morning. Has a little man bun growing. Oh yeah, rocking my new shades. This guy is hosting Jeopardy tonight.
You know what it kind of feels like? It kind of feels like when you see a dad's daughter trying to put her dad on TikTok a little bit.
Yeah,
and he's like uncomfortable.
Like... That was a little awkward and not as cool as maybe they thought it was, but I like them together.
I like like them together, but this is the reason why we have producers, because that was the first commercial I ever seen, okay? And even the dog was looking at her like, okay, girl, you doing way too much, all right?
I think there's a lot of curiosity between the two of them, so I feel like they should play on that mystery a little bit. People will be more interested.
Yeah, I just think it's hysterical that he has a man bun now, because that's like the most Shailene Woodley thing I could imagine, is that her man becomes vegan, gets a man bun, and also, how dangerous for her to be shoving the phone in his face while he's driving. Like, it was in front of his nose.
She was all up in that thing. She clearly loves her man. You know, it looks like he's getting a little more earthy now that he, you know, that's kind of her brand. Like, Shailene, I think, like, makes her own soap or some weird like that. Like,
you know, when it's new love, it's like this.
Yeah,
new
that's
love
true.
Is always, you know, you on TikTok, y'all doing, wait a couple of years. Yeah. Wait a couple.
He's just excited because they finally get to watch something besides Seaspiracy at night. He's like, we're gonna watch Seaspiracy again, honey. He goes, when I'm on Jeopardy, please, one night.
The next story just proves again how bad, yet how down to earth Rihanna is. So she took to the streets of NYC on Easter Sunday to march in the Stop Asian Hate rally. She became such an important political activist, obviously, over the last few years. And, you know, she was talking with fellow marchers.
Okay, come on now. That's wonderful. But let's get to the real cute reason why we want to show this. Come on.
All right, let's see.
You can do the thing at home.
Yeah. No, I have nails.
Oh, okay. That's you?
Wow. You guys, the love I have for Rihanna is just, she just gets it. She's so, she's everything.
She's perfect.
She really is.
It's
and she's
hard.
Really not arrogant about her fame. Like, Mm-mm. She understands there are some people in the world who may not know who she is. She was masked up, hat, glasses on. But some people did recognize her.
Oh, I could recognize her all day long. I knew that by just the dance moves. For her to support everything, we just love her. Now, can you just give us some new music? I'm asking, I'm begging.
She is, right? She's releasing new
music.
She's
supposed to be.
Yeah, we don't know for sure. I'm trying to do stuff where I don't ask for new music because now I'm doing reverse psychology with Rihanna, so I pretend like it doesn't even exist. Like, I'm not going to ask her.
Nina's DMing her like, you shouldn't release anything.
I get so jealous when she follows like friends of mine, and I'm like, oh, she just followed them.
But you had someone watching your stories recently that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Oh, Cardi B.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Lonnie, you're so supportive. I can't get over how, Lonnie really supports our accomplishments, I have to say.
So
I love having you around. All right, we've talked about her before. So Janet Kramer is opening up to her, you know, opening up, I guess, her ex-files, but it's not by choice. So last week, her ex-husband, Jonathan Scheck, tweeted a photo from their wedding in 2010, saying he had to explain that he had been married before to his son. Janet explained on her Wind Down podcast that it wouldn't have been a big deal, except he tagged her in a post.
First of all, why are you tagging me in it? And secondly, we're friends. Like, there's no bad, his wife is my best friend, you know, we've been great, but it kind of rubbed me wrong. Cause I was just like, I don't want a photo of me technically on our wedding day. Like, why are you posting a photo of our wedding day? That's from the past. And I didn't want to see that photo on my Twitter.
Okay. This is weird to me, but should she be bothered by the fact that he posted this?
Yeah, I mean, just as a guy, if I want to post a photo with you, no way I'm not texting you first. You know, I just feel like that's common decency, especially for men and women. If it was my guy, I wouldn't care. I'd post the worst photo I could find of my brother intentionally and tag him. You, though, literally, I'd find what I think is a perfectly okay photo, and I might send it to you and get a response that says, show me the other one.
That's her.
Every time. Mm-hmm. And then she goes.
Options.
So he was just feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
And sometimes people do that. They go through that. You know what? I had an ex-boyfriend and I was really good friends with him and his wife. One day I went over to his house and there was a picture of him and I, we were college sweethearts, from college on their mantle. And I looked at the wife. I said, why would you? She said, he loves that picture. And so It just, some people are okay with it, some people aren't. Just let it happen.
Are they, I think people use the word friend too loosely. She's like, oh, his wife is my best friend. He and I are friends.
Oh, gosh.
I don't believe her, because if they were that good of friends, this would have been a conversation on text or phone, not on your podcast. Yeah. I'm like, his wife isn't your best friend, girl.
No.
Like, stop it.
Agreed. Also, no. Lonnie, I get why he left that photo up. Imagine how supportive Lonnie would have been as a college sweetheart. Lonnie
would have been like, she's so supportive.
Dig it again. Hey!
That's true. That's I'd hard leave to
that
find.
Up. I would leave that up just to remember when yes. someone fully loved me with all their heart, unconditionally.
I did do his papers. You're right, Aunt.
I love that. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, though, we have the mimosa challenge that might end in some tears. And we found a product that can give Hunter some much-needed inches.
Ooh!
Okay, where are the inches?
Yes.
Are we talking vertical or horizontal?
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back, guys. All right, so now the lockdown restrictions are easing up. People want to get out. They want to try some fun things. So who is ready for FOMO or no-no?
We all did it. That was great.
If I like it. Okay, so if skydiving isn't extreme enough for you, would you try wing walking? So a company is offering to train you for 5 hours to strap you to a plane's wing and then take flight.
What do you have to be trained for 5 hours for? You're standing.
What are you trained for?
Nothing.
What are you supposed to do? Learn how to fall properly?
Yeah.
Either way, it's ending tragically.
I could not do this. I would love to do it, though, but there's no bra in the world that could hold my fun bag. They would just flop up and probably would knock me over and kill me, so I could not.
Oh, this one went upside down!
See, that's what I'm saying.
If yours would kill you, Nina's would take out the sun, you know what I'm saying? We'd have to figure out a new solar system.
What? A solar system. Oh my God, that's a good one, Auntie.
Anyway, the prices for this are about $650 per person. So it's not cheap necessarily for this. You know what I mean? Apparently the plane can go at least 140 miles per hour. This is a lot to, like, you just take
a
roller coaster.
Is much, if you fall off, is much more higher.
Yeah. You guys have FOMO or is this a no-no?
It's a no-no. You said I could go 140 yes. miles per hour. Yeah. You ever stuck your head out of a window and the car was going 85?
No.
Feel like you're going to die?
25 miles an hour, you put your head out the window. You know, our wig is coming off.
Just even rolling down the window on a freeway is just something we don't think about doing.
What wig would I wear?
Exactly.
No, it's not
you wouldn't. It's all bad. All right, now there is a solution for men on, you know, the shorter side. Like,
I'm not short. I don't know what you're doing.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'6", I think, 6'7". Don't you guys dare, because I'm up here. Look at that, I'm brimming the thing right now. I do look short right now. Like, I look like a kid.
Because you are, hunty.
No, the thing is,
You're medium. I'm supposed to talk about this. I don't know where I go from here. Let's just talk about the size boosting that's supposed to help guys like Hunter.
So this is before the size up insoles are in the shoes. Now get ready for the difference. I promise you, this is insane. So this is the after. The best thing is you don't even realize these things are in your shoes.
No
way. Look at that.
Way.
Heels.
Bull.
Heels. I love it.
No, but he had the same.
He even looks slimmer.
Yeah. Because he went like this with the video aspect ratio.
No, I really believe this. I think every man that joins a dating app should get these shoes. because they always lie about their height.
They do.
But you just want them to lie a little bit more?
But at least initially when I see you, I could go, okay, instead of like that. And I have some hope.
It's, yeah, you know, Los Angeles does not have the tallest men
at all. We're trying to.
But you know what, Lonnie? I don't know if I want to encourage this because when they take the shoes off, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
But he's still a little bit tall. So he'll be okay.
No, the thing.
You're lanky.
Listen,
you're a little
guys.
Public.
No, I'm gonna speak for the guys right now.
Okay.
Buy these shoes. Because when she wakes up next to you and you're all of a sudden 3 inches shorter and all of a sudden her nose is a different nose because the makeup's off a little bit, we're all even, okay? Stop shading the side if we can't put on heels, you know? Let us put on some secret heels.
I think you should be able to put on heels publicly.
I love
that. I do notice though, Lonnie, I don't know if you experience this, but when I'm out less dressed up, when I'm in sweats, when I don't have makeup on, when I have my natural hair in a bun, I get so many more men, I feel like, that approach me than when I'm, like, super dressed up. It's so weird.
I think for you, it's because you have an energy and a prowess about you, like a lioness. That when you're fully done up, like a lioness.
Like right now?
Hey.
Yeah.
Like a lioness, you know?
For the summer.
Yeah, I'm working out now, so I've got a trainer.
I saw Nina's,
Hunter?
Yes.
What? What'd you see?
She got a nice ass now.
Okay,
she was showing it off.
Shut up.
By the way, these are not my words. You were so happy with it. Are you not in love with your butt right now?
I am in love with my butt. I think like the lift and the little weight loss made my butt go bing. Yes, girl.
Her ass right now is up by her shoulder blades.
Okay.
I'm telling you. It's just...
All right, well, let this be a warning to you all out there. If you are thinking of doing some sort of mimosa challenge like this, please don't.
This is me after 4 mimosas.
This is me after 8 mimosas.
This is me after 2 mimosas. This is me after, I think, 6 mimosas. This is me after 7 mimosas.
This is me after all the flights of mimosas. Don't talk, I'm videoing. She's getting on his shoulders.
It's okay. It's okay.
I've never heard a bigger lie in my life. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not okay. You look like a Canadian hockey player.
Oh. And first of all, they lightweight. Okay? 6 of mimosas is nothing.
Oh,
nothing. Oh, you know, I will say everybody's been locked up. This is my concern. We've all been locked up. Oh my God. You go to your first event. You drink a little much. It goes left.
What did you
It can happen. To knock both. I mean, she had to hit the ground hard.
I mean, you know how hard she had to fall to knock all her fronts out? All her fronts.
Oh my.
That's rough.
Oh my. That's hilarious.
But I'm going to be honest, even after seeing this, it still sounds like so much fun to get hammered on mimosas with some friends.
All right, so we got to take a break. But coming up, is it ever okay to flake on your friend? Plus, one man says there are never 2 pretty best friends, one is always the ugly one. Messy Besties is next.
Oh, Jesus. That's impressive.
Welcome back. All right, so we have all had some good friends. Some friends, too, I'm sure. So you know who you are. It's time for Messy Besties.
Moving in with your best friend sounds like a good idea, right? Well, this woman couldn't figure out why all of a sudden everything was going wrong. Then she uncovered a mystery that really had her shook.
Okay, so me and this chick were basically best friends. She asked me a couple times to move in with her, and I was like, Finally, I was like, you know what? Let's do it. I started seeing my life was going down. I go to a healer, and they tell me someone's basically trying to control my life through a voodoo doll. I didn't suspect my roommate. Fast forward to the month our lease was ending. She announces that she's moving out 3 weeks earlier. My healer already knew this is a red flag, so I could not sleep in the house for the 3 weeks that she wasn't there. So my mom comes with me so I can move out. We say a prayer before we get into the house. Guys, I'm shaking. I literally open her room door, and there is literally a voodoo doll on the wall that she shared with me, hanging there.
This is a little crazy. I believe her too. What would you do if this happened to you?
If this... Scott did this to me?
Hunter's roommate is Scott.
Your roommate?
Yes.
Oh. Well, it's not.
Well, it's not like a roommate. Lonnie! You didn't get a clap for that.
I'm sorry. Go. What you with Scott?
He doesn't like to be alone. It's not financial.
I don't like to be alone.
Like
yeah.
I am. Thank
oh, you don't.
Nina.
Okay.
No.
When I was younger and I had roommates, I would go into their room. And what I would look and see what was going on.
That sounds like you snooping.
No, yeah. Yeah. Because stuff like this happens.
I feel like you can't do anything to me. I stay protected. You know what I mean? I'm staying blessed. I'm staying protected. I have angels watching out for me. So you could try. It's not going to happen. I think you have to be of that belief.
Let them know.
Nina's voodoo doll, if you like tried to poke it, like the little dog go like this. Nah, f*** that. You know,
Can you imagine your little voodoo doll, little stick figure?
The f*** does that, why?
Let's move on, you guys, because everyone likes to make plans to hang out with their best friend, but no one likes it when this happens.
Some people really have the audacity. So, made plans with my buddy at 11 a.m. for 7 p.m. It is now 6:30, and he decides that he's not gonna make it in time and bails on me. You couldn't have told me this at 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2, 3, 4, or 5, or even 6. So my ass got all ass ready, and now we're not going. How's your Saturday night?
If you guys made plans and somebody canceled 30 minutes before, you pissed?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't care. I'm still going to Eden. Like you said, you don't let nobody mess with your energy.
Yes.
If I had plans, yes. I'm just going to go on and do it. Even if they made the plans, I'll go and, you know, right. You just going to miss out on a good time because I was going to pay the bill anyway.
Yeah. If I had to cancel that late and I was going with a friend and we were going to eat or something, I would definitely pick up the bill.
Dates are the worst with that. Like when you're about to go on a date with somebody and I think it's even worse when you realize you have to bail. Mm-hmm. You're like,
And finally, this moron on TikTok went viral after sharing this theory about best friends.
I ain't never seen two pretty best friends. It's always one of them got to be ugly.
You guys think I have seen two beautiful best friends, so I disagree with him. But do you guys agree? Have you seen two attractive best friends?
I've seen two pretty best friends.
Mm-hmm.
This girl named LaShonda.
Oh, my God.
And this girl named Nina. I met LaShonda recently.
Oh!
Yeah. LaShonda and I kind of hit it off, too, I think.
Oh, yeah, she thought you were cute.
Ooh.
She did.
Yeah, Lala.
Okay, wait a minute now. You can't be giving people nicknames.
She said, call me Lala.
Oh, my God. Nobody has ever called her Lala.
Nina didn't even realize that was her nickname.
It's
that's
not
how close
her nickname.
LaShonda and I got.
She was gaming your but go ahead.
No, she was. She liked me.
This is just something men do to separate women. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody looks their own type of way. I think they're different personalities and everything, but, you know, I don't fall for this type of stuff.
This theory, I know a lot of attractive best friends. You and your best friend are hot. Well, Scott, you know, he's one of your best friends. You guys are hot together.
That is my
family
brother.
Meeting.
He's family meeting.
Hunter gets mad when I say someone else is attractive. He gets weird. I don't know what
that's
about.
He gets
I'm
jealous.
Fine with it.
All right. Guys, we're out of time.
He's handsome.
Oh, my gosh. We are out of time. You guys go let Hunter know how attractive he is. He needs it. But we will be back with guest host James Davis tomorrow.
Woo!
Give Lonnie a little break. She'll be back, though. Set your DVRs for a brand new Nightly Pod. Bye. So cute.